Finally, last night, Immigration Minister Robert Jenrick was on the media round for the government. He was speaking with my LBC colleague Andrew Marr, who asked whether solving the issue of stopping the boats could yet prove to be existential for the Conservatives.
Well, I don't see a path to victory at the next general election unless we resolve this issue. But I've been doing this job for a year. I care passionately about it. We're making a huge amount of progress now. We've seen a reduction in small boat arrivals of a third compared to a 30% increase in Europe, 100% increase in Italy. But we will not stop the boats in their entirety without injecting a major deterrent. That is Rwanda. This treaty and this bill must do that job.
Christopher Howarth is former Conservative parliamentary candidate and served as special advisor to then Home Secretary Priti Patel, now of course Dame Priti, at the time the Rwanda plan was originally devised, and joins me now. Can you walk us through, as you see it, Mr. Howarth, what this emergency legislation might consist of? Good morning.
Well, good morning. Well, it's a principle of our constitution that if Parliament legislates, then the courts have to follow it. So if the government passes an act that says, notwithstanding the European Convention or the UN Refugee Convention, that Rwanda should go ahead, so the offshore processing of people who arrive in the UK illegally, that it should go ahead, then the courts will follow it. The problem is there's only a year left to the general election, and getting emergency legislation through within a year, if the House of Lords blocks it, is almost impossible. So we're in the hands of the parliamentary opposition when this emergency legislation is brought through.
If it is as you've just outlined, why was it before the Supreme Court yesterday?
Well, this is a problem that has gone back for many decades. Originally, it was the Human Rights Act in 1997 brought the European Convention into UK domestic law. So the UK Supreme Court was the court that decided to interpret the ECHR, and in this case it went off on an interpretation of its own to block the Rwanda plan. Of course, the successive Conservative governments have promised to deal with the Human Rights Act in 2010 and 2015 and 2017. And it's a pity that it's been left till now to finally deal with the issue of a UK court overruling the will of Parliament.
What do you understand to be the situation? Let me paint a picture. There is a plane at Stansted and there are people waiting to be sent back to Rwanda, and the ECHR ruling comes in late at night that this is an illegal act. Can the Prime Minister overrule that and say, right, the plane takes off anyway?
Well, of course, this wasn't actually the ECHR. This was our own UK Supreme Court. So, I mean, the problem to start with is a domestic problem, which needs to be sorted out domestically and should have been, but wasn't. So what happened last time around? You have a plane with people who have exhausted their appeals. They're ready to be deported. And what happened is their lawyers all file injunctions at the last minute, literally on the tarmac, and the plane doesn't take off. So you need a system where all their appeals are exhausted, and they can't sort of block it at the last minute.
But can the PM order? Can the Prime Minister order a breach of the European Convention on Human Rights if it gets to that point? Just to clarify, he can do that, can he?
Not at the moment. If Parliament passes an act that says that, notwithstanding the European Convention, the plane should take off, the plane will take off. It doesn't stop someone going to the European Convention as long as we're a member, but they will have to do it from Rwanda.
So the United Kingdom will have to look to leave the ECHR then?
Well, there are various options. We either leave the ECHR, or, as what happened with prisoner voting, Parliament says that they didn't want prisoners to vote. The ECHR said they disagreed, and we were in a standoff that was eventually resolved.
How was it resolved? Because prisoners don't have the vote, do they, from my understanding?
Well, there was eventually, it's a slightly political court, the ECHR, and they basically did a deal where long-term prisoners don't vote and short-term prisoners can vote. So they called it an administrative solution. So my What I would imagine would happen, given that Denmark, Germany, France, Italy all also want to do a similar Rwanda scheme, if it ever gets to the European Court of Human Rights, I think they will either agree it or they'll come up with a solution that will work for all of these countries. The problem at the moment is our own court. It's the UK Supreme Court, which had never been created, and the Human Rights Act that has been promised to be dealt with several years in a row hasn't been.
I will have to leave it there, Christopher. Thank you. That's probably a whole separate conversation whether we need a Supreme Court. Many would say, of course, it's a vital tool. Christopher Howarth served as a special advisor to then Home Secretary Priti Patel. Let's turn to the Right Reverend Paul Butler at 7:13, who's the Bishop of Durham and, of course,